Chapter 33. A spell as smooth as glissando. Bewildered about whatever plan they cooked up via their best friend telepathy hotline, I stand and watch as Darby and Mia arrange dozens of glasses on the conference table. How is playing tea party going to help? Mia picks up one of the pitchers and starts pouring water, paying close attention to the amount in each cup. "It's a glass harp," says Darby. "Since we don't have access to a piano, this will have to do. It's a weird instrument, but it's also one of the strongest ever created. Something to do with the way the water affects the sound. It amplifies the magic, making it perfect for portal spells." Still confused, I bite my tongue and watch them finish filling the glasses. When they're done, they step back and exchange grins. "Just like we did at my parents' party," says Mia. "If I play the spell, can you bring the harmony?" Darby nods, looking nervous. "But Mia..."
"No time,"
Mia says. "We have to make this work before the maestros figure out what we're doing. Ready, Wonder Girl?" I look up. "For what?" "Even if this works, the portal will probably be small and weak. We'll have to jump through it before it collapses."
"We?"
"I'm coming with you. I have to make sure he frees my mom." I nod, my heart jumping like a grasshopper in a frying pan, and sling my flute case over my shoulder. "Here we go," says Mia, as she begins dragging her finger around the rim of the glass. A high, sweet note sounds out. She runs through a few measures, teasing out the melody. "Got it?"
"Yep."
Darby begins playing too, adding harmonies. The girl's hands carefully move between glasses, the notes coming faster and faster. The sound is crystalline and sweet, high treble notes that begin to produce faint purple lights. "Is this safe?" I ask. "Well, the guy who invented the glass harp did die in a fire when his spell went sideways," says Mia, grinning nastily.
"We have no choice," says Darby, concentrating hard. "It's the only way to reach Jai."
The music is eerie and almost too sweet, the glass harp's tone as delicate as a spider's web. I wonder how such fragile sound can possibly open a doorway through space-time. Purple magic rises like steam from the glasses. It spreads foggily through the room and gathers on the other side of the table.
"We need more magic," says Mia through gritted teeth.
"Amelia," Darby says, "give us more harmony."
"I don't know how.
Do it, or the spell's as good as dead." The fourth rule of musicraft. The more who join into the spell, the greater will its power swell. Swallowing hard, I put my hands down and tentatively drag my fingers over the rim of the nearest glass. A discordant note sounds out, and Mia growls. But I try the next one and hear it harmonize with the melody she's playing. Harmony adds strength to a spell without changing its actual purpose. So I find my way through the music, adding tones here and there to support the melody, and as I figure out which glasses play what notes, my confidence grows. Soon, all three of us are playing, fingertips and palms moving over the glasses as delicately as if they were made of, well, glass. Purple lights spin around us, brightening as the magic of the spell strengthens. Magic dust sparkles on the rims and spills over onto the table. The air is fuzzy with this stuff. Then, on the other side of the table, a sliver of white light shines in the air, a tear in the fabric of space.
"Yes!"
Mia cries. "More! Give me more! We're nearly to the end!" I've never worked so hard to be so delicate. One clumsy move and I could dash away half the glasses, shattering them and spilling the water inside. If that happened, the portal might fail, and Jai would be lost forever. Sweat beads my face and stings my eyes, but I can't afford to wipe it away. I can only play on, drawing music from this strange instrument while sandwiched between Darby and Mia. They look as strained as I feel, Darby pale and sweating, Mia's teeth clenched and her eyes blazing.
That's it, Mia says. Come on. Last measures.
As we near the end of the spell, the magic around us grows more and more unstable. A glass tips over and shatters. The tear opens wider, and wind rushes into it as it pulls the air from the room. "Almost there!" shouts Mia. "Whatever you do, don't stop playing!" The portal widens, opening reluctantly as purple lightning crackles around it. At that moment, someone starts pounding on the green room door. "Amelia?" calls Mrs. LaRue. "What's going on in there?" "Hold on!" Mia shouts. "Just a bit more." All at once, the portal snaps into a perfect circle, the sides stabilizing. "Amelia Jones!" the headmaestro shouts. "Go!" Mia roars. I dive across the table, scattering glasses, and throw myself into the portal. Tumbling head over heels, I drop through a tunnel of swirling colors.